and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller, and it is the 10th of June, 2004. Heard President Bush today. Oh, he wants Patriot Act to be a permanent, that's right, a permanent fixture upon the land, around the necks, like yokes on oxen, folks. Yes, he wants Patriot Act to be enforced, eternal, and beefed up. And this is the most adamant I've ever seen this guy as president of the United States. This guy's in real trouble because people know what this Patriot Act has done to good Americans. He said his first and foremost job is to keep us safe. Really? Then why was there 3 million illegals that came across our borders last year, Mr. President? Let me see. That's 2004. That's 2 years, 3 years almost, after post-September 11, 2001, and you're now starting to talk about keeping our borders safe? Give me a break. So he is on the warpath. You know, he spent a lot of time on the sidetrack issue of Social Security. That took up a lot of time, so he didn't have to address anything else. Keeps those nasty questions away about Iraq and Afghanistan and the future plans for the roadmap to peace in the Middle East. It keeps those sort of things at bay, and quite frankly, the reporters are resigned to the fact that this guy is not going to give any information about anything that he doesn't want to. So, but today he made it perfectly clear. Patriot Act, oh yes, good thing. CNN reported, it was reported on Lou Dobbs last night, that the traitors of the United States are finally coming out of their positions under the rocks. The Council on Foreign Relations, that's right, its sister group, the Roundtable in England, their job right from the start, ladies and gentlemen, was simply to roll the United States of America into the global governance scheme. That's been their job, Council on Foreign Relations. They've published a report which articulates the plan to subvert the Constitution by dissolving our nation in favor of a continental government. The media has kept a pretty tight lid on the treason until now. The 1986 amnesty, NAFTA, CAFTA, have been stepping stones toward the dissolution of our national sovereignty. And here's a little transcript from last night's program. I'll finish this after the break in case I don't get through it all. This is Lou Dobbs speaking. He says, border security is arguably the critical issue in this country's fight against radical Islamic terrorism, but our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegal aliens entered this country last year alone, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, this is Lou Dobbs talking about the CFR, wants the United States to focus not only on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. How about that? Lou Dobbs. I don't know why this guy's still on the air. You have to wonder. What's in his contract that allows him to talk about such things and remain on the air? We'll take the break. We'll be right back with your calls.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And here is the rest of that report on Lou Dobbs in transcript form. Christine Romans, CNN correspondent, she did a voiceover on this deal. She says, on Capitol Hill, testimony calling for Americans to start thinking like citizens of North America and treat the U.S., Mexico, and Canada like one big country. You know, the Canadians are kind of cool people, but they need to keep Canada. Mexico is not so cool, and they can keep their people down there. I can't wait for the day we do the roundup and send all these illegals back from whence they came. Vincente Fox is really going to have a big headache then. Robert Pastor, Indiana Task Force on North America, the best way to secure, he says, the United States today is not at our own borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole. Is it? Are you starting to understand now, ladies and gentlemen, why George Bush has not shut this border down? Because he had an agenda, as we've said all along. Romans comes in and says, that's the view in a report called Building a North American Community and envisions a common border around the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in just 5 years. A border pass for residents of the three countries and a freer flow of goods and people. Oh, yes, that's really going to be a good thing. Task Force member Robert Pastor. Pastor says, what we hope to accomplish by 2010 is a common external tariff, which will mean that goods can move easily across the border. We want a common security perimeter around all of North America so as to ease the travel of people within North America. Romans chimes in, said, buried in a 49 pages of the recommendations from the task force, the brief mention, we must maintain respect for each other's sovereignty, but security experts say folding Mexico and Canada into the U.S. is a grave breach of that sovereignty. Frank Gaffney, Center for Security Policy, he says, that's what would happen if anybody serious were to embrace the strategy for homogenizing the United States and its sovereignty with the very different systems existing today in Canada and Mexico. Romans, especially considering Mexico's problems, she said, with drug trafficking, human smuggling, and poverty, critics say the country is just too far behind the U.S. and Canada to be included in the so-called common community. But the task force wants the military and law enforcement cooperation between all three countries. Unidentified mail, indeed, an exchange of personnel that brings Canadians and Mexicans into the Department of Homeland Security. And Dobbs says, or Romans finishes up by saying that the idea here is to make North America more like the European Union. Yet just this week, she says, voters in the two major countries in the European Union voted against updating the European Constitution, so clearly this is not the best week to be trying to sell that idea. And Dobbs comes back and says, Americans must think that our political and academic elites have gone utterly mad at the time when a 3.5 years, approaching 4 years after September 11th, we still don't have border security, and this group of elites is talking about not defending our borders, finally, but rather than that, creating new ones. It's astonishing. Oh, boy. They have to do this, folks, because what they see the European Union doing is starting to fall apart. So these our CFR buddies and the Bilderbergs and these bought-off politicians in Washington, D.C., they've got to strike this iron. It's not hot, but they've got to strike it anyhow. And they're going to lose. They're losing right now. The CAFTA, Robbie, is in danger of non-passage.
Well, I mean, what you have here is it's just an extension of the Rhodes vision. This is exactly what it is. I mean, it's perfect example of the Council on Foreign Relations and what their agenda is. It always has been. It's the destruction of the sovereignty of the United States in order to achieve their global vision. It can't be any more simpler than that.
And you know,
heritage, your culture has to go down the toilet in order for us to achieve this utopian vision of, unfortunately, and I apologize profusely for the founder of my country, Cecil John Rhodes, and his vision that Council on Foreign Relations is still hung up on.
Well, and we've seen exactly where that country has gone, and sure. I think it's fair to say it's gone past the flush stage.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in the ditch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know, I've often said, if you use America as a yardstick of the high watermark of what a country based in freedom is all about, they've obviously come to the conclusion that it's much easier to lower the American bar than it is to raise everybody else's bar.
Well, we're so wasteful. We're just too conceited. We're too much
sure.
in material.
I mean, why aren't these guys talking about how to improve the economy in Mexico, turn that dictatorship around, and make it so that Mexicans don't want to come to the United States because they have a decent paying job in their own country?
And why would you want to expatriate yourself to another country? You know, who wants to leave their own country for a better land? I mean, you're leaving your family, your heritage, all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing to do. So I don't know why nobody's addressing the corruption within the Mexican political system, and why we're not calling for an overthrow of the Mexican government in order to instill a government over there that would actually do something for the people.
Well, I got a deal. I'll make the 30 million illegals in this country right now. You help us defeat the globalists in this country, win our freedom back, we'll be next in line to get down and free your country.
Yeah, well, we could form a group called Whataburger.
Let me take some calls. I've got Jack McLamb coming up in the next segment here. Josh in Alabama. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Robbie. Hi, John. Good to hear from you. All right, I just wanted to briefly touch on a topic that I don't think I've ever heard raised on this network, but trust me, it is a very, very vital one. Okay, imagine just for a second, that our country's internet is controlled much like China's is now, except for even worse. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but there's a very, very huge company that writes the software and makes the hardware for most of the routers that control the internet on the world right now as a whole, and that company is Cisco.
Right.
Well, Cisco has developed software for their routers in China that block, as I'm sure y'all know, basically how China's news is censored, a lot can't exit their country from the net.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, imagine if that same thing was here in the United States, but even worse. Okay, what I want y'all to do is write this down, and everybody, please remember this and visit this site. This is about to happen, and it's very bad. www.againsttcpa.com. Againsttcpa.com.
TCTA?
TCPA. It stands for Trusted Computing Platform Alliance, I believe.
Okay.
Now, basically what this is this chip is commonly referred to as a Fritz chip. Now, what that is they can put this on any one single piece inside of your computer, be it a sound card, be it a video card, your motherboard, your hard drive, a piece of RAM, anything. All they need is this one chip, and they can effectively monitor absolutely everything you do, and you do not get to do it unless you have some type of digital certificate that's verified over the net to say that you're supposed to be doing it.
Don't they have the capabilities of doing that right now?
They do, but not to this degree, because hackers and crackers are very, very, very good at breaking that technology when it's software. But this is an actual chip that operates at 2048-bit encryption, and it's impossible to encode or decode in real time.
Yeah, what the IPs are doing right now is they're targeting individual sites that they deem inappropriate, and they exclude that from their engine searches and so on and so forth. But what you're saying with this chip, this is a one-stop shop for them. They can control it all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the scary part is, this is already in systems, and they weren't talking about it at first. At first, everybody was denying it, but IBM has been putting it inside of their desktops and their laptops since, I believe, 97. But you see, they've been putting it in inactive. It's not actually turned on yet.
It's most probably why Mac announced they were putting in the Intel.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, they lost this Mac customer on that statement.
Yeah, well, I mean, by now, the amount of companies that joined onto it, like, okay, the TCPA was founded in 1999, or so they admit, by Compaq, HP, IBM, Intel, and Microsoft. But since then, around 200 companies have joined in, like Adobe, AMD, Fujitsu, Siemens, Gateway, Motorola, Samsung, Toshiba.
All the biggies.
Yeah, exactly. Now, at first, you know, when I was first hearing about this, I was like, you know what, this is very bad, but it's never going to censor the net. Somebody's going to find a way around it. Well, they just announced this, and this is even worse. Trusted Computing is going to use a specification called Trusted Network Connect, also known as TNC. Microsoft has issued a press release that they are implementing TNC, but they call it SAP for Secure Access Protection. Now, the scary part is this Internet specification is basically going to override all the old Internet specifications like IPX, SPX, TCP/IP, et cetera, So basically, they're making a new internet and making the old internet, not only they're saying it's archaic and outdated, but it will actually be illegal to run. And what this chip does is, the scary part is, it will make illegal anybody that's running any software that is not validated through TCPA. So people that run Linux or Unix or people basically playing MP3s, anything like that, is going to be on lockdown from the get-go.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll check out that against TCPA.com,
mm-hmm.
and we will make that available, that information, to the people that visit RBN Live, and we will spread the message far and wide, my friend.
All right, thanks. And, I mean, time is of the matter here, because when the new operating system for Microsoft comes out about a year from now, codename
uh-huh.
Longhorn,
uh-huh.
it is going to only fully function under TCPA. If you do not have TCPA enabled, your computer will not work right. You cannot install software. Your video is going to be all messed up.
And probably what they'll start doing is shutting down their other formats for the computers, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
This has one thing in mind here. The agenda behind this all comes down to one thing: absolute control. They don't want people talking about the things that we're talking about on the net, and they want it to end.
Well, we want them to end. So the first one that wins gets the prize. Hey, thanks, Josh. I appreciate that information a lot, sir.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
Lawrence, John. We got John in Dallas, John in Florida, and John in Tennessee. But first up, Josh. Oh, well, he's gone. Lawrence, I'll get to you next, and we'll do all that after this. Boy, that's scary stuff. We'll be right back.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Robbie, you only have a few of something that you've been running a special on, and
yes.
I want to remind people out there that gold doesn't go down with a dollar. When the dollar goes down, the gold goes up. There's some confused people out there, Robbie. There really is. What do you have as a special? And by the way, I'm going to tell you folks this right now. You can deal with another gold and silver company if you want to. That's your prerogative. If you've been treated well by a gold and silver company, that must mean you're forking out huge dollars and you're a protected client. But most of the people get stung. Slow deliveries. Robbie, we have the capability, when people place an order, we can deliver their gold in 24 hours.
Sure. It's an option. Absolutely.
And none of this waiting a month, 6 weeks, 6 months.
Nope.
A lot of times, these people play with that money. They call it the float money.
Yep.
They're taking your money, folks, and they're playing with it.
Yep.
That's why you don't get your gold or your silver. Well, you'll get your silver, but you won't get your gold order right away. And beware of companies. You need to figure out what the bottom line is. What percentage are they making off of your deal? Well, here at Republic, we have a set percentage. We don't go over that. We deliver your goods as fast as humanly possible. And we want to build your trust. We want to build a client base. And we don't want we're going to set the industry on its ear with this, Robbie.
Well, we're dealing with the most respected wholesaler in the country. And the product is shipped directly from the wholesaler, directly to the customer.
So we don't play this, oh, it's in the vault game?
Nope. They have $13 million worth of inventory at all times. And the only tough thing that they come up with every now and again is, for instance, like with these Uruguay coins that we have, they gave me the exclusive on them, and they don't get many of them. They got 150 in. I just got off the phone with them because we sold the 150, and I secured another 50 that they were going to give to someone else.
All right. So,
but because we are such good customers, and I've been dealing with National Gold for a decade, and they're good people, and they do what they say, and those people that have got product can attest to the fact that the product they ship out is the finest product that's out there.
And
there's no spots on the coins. And if you have a problem with any of the product that they have, they got a standing 14-day money-back guarantee. We'll make you 1,000% happy, or
your money back,
or your money back. And these Uruguay coins are unique in the fact that they only minted them 1 year, 1930. These are legal tender, 5 peso, a quarter ounce. Actually, they got more gold in than a quarter an ounce. It's 2.501 of an ounce of gold in these. We got them priced at $125, which is $5 over our cost. And there's no question that, when you look at the mintage, for people that look at mintages of coins, they only minted 14,000 of these coins. Actually, 14,451.
And we got 200 of them.
Well, we had the 150, and we managed to secure another 50. So I don't know how long the other 50 are going to last.
Okay. Well, folks, you need to get on the horn right now and call Robbie at 800. Uh-oh, what happened to my phone numbers up there? Let's get my – oh, there they are. 800 – I'm bad about this. 800-691-7898. Or if you call 800-724-2719 – extension 117, but the 800-691-7898 is the regular number. Give him a call. He only has 50 of these coins left, and he's walking out of the room right now to go answer those phones. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. Lawrence in Virginia. Hello, Lawrence. You're on the air.
In, sir.
Yes, sir.
Three ideas. Why not RBN steal a line from Edgar Steele called The Voice of the New America with your marketing, new marketing thing? Secondly, a request for more of Peter Schenck. And third, why don't you put up a PayPal button on your website so people can contribute?
Well, we have it.
I didn't see it.
It's there. If you go to, and let me walk you right through this right now, as soon as I can find my website here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to have to type it in. Okay. Let me just do that. Hold on 1 second, and I'll type that in real quick, and I'll walk you right through it. Yeah, we have a let me just do this real quick. I can't talk and type at the same time.
I understand. but I was thinking, like, up in the upper left-hand corner where you see it as soon as you open up, because I was looking for it, and I didn't see it, and I'm like, you know, hey, these guys, if anybody's worth $20, you know.
Okay, here's what you do. You go to the main page, and it's got the button on the left-hand side that says Sitemap.
Mm-hmm.
Click that on. That will give you 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 buttons. In that blue and red buttons, you will see donations. That is the fifth one over on the top line.
Mm-hmm.
Click that on, and there it is, right on PayPal.
Well, that's to extend the metaphor, that's kind of like Peter Schenck. That's a light being hidden under a bushel.
Well, and,
you know, and if you put it like right up there, people would say, look, you know, the only way we're going to be able to get this stuff is to say, look, they're supporting what they're the only people that are supporting, you know, what a lot of people believe, and we got to back them too.
Yeah, what I had to do, I had to give a guy another hour, and I won't go into the reasons why, but I had to cut Peter back an hour. But what we're going to do is make Peter Schenck our overnight show, and he'll be starting midnights as soon as I can afford to hire another board op to come in and do it.
You're my hero.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it,
Thank
Lawrence.
You.
All right. John in Dallas, John in Florida, John in Tennessee, and Greg in Iowa. We'll get to all of your calls in quick succession, then we'll bring up Officer Jack McLam. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All righty, I'm going to roll these calls in quick succession because we have Officer Jack McLam waiting in the wings. John in Dallas. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
You know, John?
Yes.
When a body dies, the hair and nails continue to grow for a while?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think the American Republic has died, and it's just become a corporation. Constitutional law no longer means anything, and corporations or fascism essentially rules. And I think our country has died. I think it's time to redirect our efforts to the Republic of Texas. We have our own electrical grid. It's separate from the rest of the United States. We have a currency plant in Fort Worth. And I think when cataclysms, the great earthquakes and things begin to start, you're going to see that the federal restraints are loosened up, and we're going to all go for you're going to see regional governments break out. We're going to all go for our own interests. I think you're just wasting your time on the American Republic because they're so riddled with cancer, and it's just metastasized. There's so much corruption.
I understand you. I understand your point, John. And we will lose when we go to these fractionalized little mini states.
No, this is not a mini state. This is a sovereign country that's been captured. That was captured at the end of. It's a captured nation under international law.
Yeah.
And We're going to get our freedom back, and if America doesn't give our freedom, give us our freedom back and obey the rule of international law, her sins, her aggregate sins, are being returned to her now because she's not acting in a responsible and, you know, a good citizen of international law.
Let me put the onus on the good people in this country that are doing nothing, because if these good people would get off of their dead back sides and, you know, they think their ticket to heaven is, I just have faith or whatever. You know, faith without deeds is nothing, is absolutely nothing. So
that's what I'm saying. They've lost their opportunity, and anybody that can't see that, I mean, this is just a body that continues to grow for a little while after it's dead.
Yeah.
Regional governments are fixing to start breaking out because everyone has their own interest involved, and NAFTA and CAFTA and all these other supranational kinds of treaties are eroding our sovereignty. So we all have our own interest, and you're going to see regional governments break out. That's not such a bad thing.
Well, it is, because it won't.
I don't think so.
Well, just hold on a second. Yes, it is, and I'll tell you why it is. Okay?
Lynn, let me tell you why it's not. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a bad idea, because when you split off, you are your own entity. If you think we're vulnerable right now to the global elite as a country, what do you think is going to happen if you break off and you have your own states with your own governments?
They're not going to be able to control the world when the rest of the earthquakes and things begin to start.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be earthquakes. What I see it as their grand plan here.
I see it as a grand plan too. It's a 6,000-year-old plan set up by Christ. The United States was a 200-year part of that plan. The Republic of Texas is the next part of that plan.
Well, and that's your opinion, but I've seen nothing else to support that.
I think it's factual. You're not aware of the secret plans that have been instituted. There are plans in Austin to make this state a nation again. Those plans were put in back in the 70s and 80s. We have our own electrical grid. We're the only ones in the country that have that. We have a currency plant in Fort Worth that we're going to use. Recently, they've discovered all kinds of natural gas under our ground. We have the resources to make ourselves a strong currency and a strong nation. The same things were said about other countries that fractioned off, like Finland from Sweden, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but that's a country. That's not a state within
a
country.
We're a country, too.
I understand the principle behind it. I understand the Republic of Texas. I understand that principle quite well. But I also understand the vulnerability by being a smaller entity inside of a larger one.
Well, we're vulnerable now, my friend.
Well, you're talking to a guy that knows that, my friend.
Well,
okay?
You're ignoring your own platform. Thank
All right.
you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. I think. John in Florida. Tell me you're going to secede, John.
Hey, it's me again.
Yeah.
I'd like to pull your leg, but no, I don't want to secede. And I think John there has, got to rethink things. And,
well, and he's, everybody's searching for a solution, but I can tell you that is... I'll tell you what, that's a real dicey proposition.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. Why I called is, you were talking about Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
I've been trying to watch his programming for the past 6 months or so, and, I mean, the man is really sharp. I appreciate where he's coming from. And I'm wondering, have you ever entertained the thought of maybe interviewing him or having somebody like
that?
I have
tried to contact Lou Dobbs. It is nigh impossible to get through to this guy. All of his emails is set up by CNN, and I'm sure that there's somebody that that goes through those emails. If I had his private email, I might be able to get through to him. I'd love to get him on the show. I really would.
Sure. It's like, guest once in a while. That would be excellent.
Yeah, it would be.
Because,
you know, we can fill in the blanks of what he may not know. He's headed in the right directions on a lot of things. But there's background information and more to the story that we could give.
Well, I heard he was fired and then somehow got back.
Well, that's what I said. He must have an ironclad contract. Evidently, the firing this guy is way more expensive than paying him to be on air. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. I got to get through these. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
John, I'll make this quick because I know you have Jack coming up.
Yeah.
Is he able to hear the question?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Jack, you can answer this when you come on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just bring up Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam, right now, and you can ask him yourself. Hello, Officer Jack.
Hi. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing well.
Good.
Hello, Jack.
Hi.
Listen, good to talk to you, too. Did you happen to hear the comment that President Bush made regarding the borders in Israel.
I did not.
Go back.
No.
Well, he is insisting that Israel go back to the 1949 borders.
Uh-huh.
And I was wanting to get your take on that.
Well, it's a lie. He's pulling your leg. He and Sharon and Tony Blair and the internationalists are working on Greater Israel. They're going to expand Israel between the Nile and the Euphrates River, and that's what they're working on right now. And Sharon's doing the same con game when he says he's going to pull it back. That's not true at all. Look at the PNAC documents. Look at the neocons. It's all to make the people be quiet and believe that they're going to treat the Arabs properly and withdraw. And at the same time, you see nothing but expansion. Wasn't it 200 some homes are knocking down in the next few days, something like that?
Yeah, but Jack, didn't they pull back the Gaza out of the Gaza a little bit? How many times have they done that and it just went right back in with vengeance?
Well, it's the old communist thing, you know. One step backwards and three steps forward. But you're going to see nothing but expansion. That's why we're over there in the Middle East right now.
Well, would you not consider it, if there's any truth to it at all, would it not be an absolute betrayal on the part of President Bush?
Well, that's what his family has done since old Samuel Bush.
Great-great-grandpappy,
nothing but betrayal. They're a bunch of traitors, so that's exactly what we expect out of him.
Well, that's what would lead me to believe that there could be some truth to it.
Well, you just watch, brother. Believe me,
I hope you're correct.
Yeah, our hopeful soldiers over there, many of them, communicate back and forth and communicate with us occasionally. And we know that the plan, and we've read their documents, the plan is to take the whole Middle East, and that's what's going to happen. That's why Bush has been given the orders to go into Iran and Syria next, and we're going to have that big terrorist event so he can sell the draft, because he doesn't have enough blood and bone and tissue here in the United States right now in the military to do it.
Thanks. I appreciate your call. Jack, the thing in the Middle East, I know you've been doing some programming on this issue, and I've basically said this, that we are on a roadmap for peace, peace according to Israel.
Peace according to the communists, John. Remember, the absence of opposition to communism is peace.
Yeah, that's right. We're all gonna march into this fuzzy little new world order, and everybody's gonna be happy and secure and sane, and it's all a load of your favorite manure, folks. And there's no other polite way to put that. And as I see this heating up, if we have not had legitimate terrorist attacks in here in this country from the Muslim world, we will, because they're recognizing who the enemy is. We're marching around the Middle East right now looking for supposedly weapons of mass destruction, haven't turned up anything at all. And they're sitting there looking at Israel that has over 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery system.
Absolutely.
You know, and with a scenario like that, they see the United States and our backing of Israel. All they have to do is look at Palestine ongoing. All they have to do is look at Afghanistan. And all they have to do is look at Iraq and the next country, whether it be Iran or Syria. They're constantly putting the news stories out there that, Iran, they've got weapons of mass destruction, or they're working on them, or whatever.
Yes, the next planned terrorist attack on America will be Iran and Syria in concert that attacks us, according to the media and the government.
I got a couple more calls to take. Let's take those calls, Jack, and I want to spend a few minutes with you. Let's go to Greg in Iowa. Hello, Greg.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Two quick comments, and I'll be out of here for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is a takeoff from what you were just talking about. Anyone that's interested in the progress of communism and its history would be well served to look up the book Eye for an Eye by John Sachs, S-A-C-K-S. He's Jewish, and he tells the history of what happened with the immigration in from Russia at the beginning of the 20th century up to today, and what happened after World War II over there to the Germans and the Polish, et cetera, and who ran the show. Now, these people immigrated two ways when the Berlin Wall went down, into Israel and the United States. and their influence is in both locations and probably in England, too. And I will subscribe to what Jack says. They're involved in what would be an unspoken expansion program over there through great lengths of deception. And if anyone thinks there's going to be peace there,
it's not going
no
to happen.
Way. It's going to be a joke
yeah.
to the, on them.
Yes.
Anyway, there's one other thing quickly, and I'm out of here. In today's Wall Street Journal, there's an article about how the internationalists want to subsidize the various countries that have spent their money wildly in the third world. So the World Bank is looking for money from the United States taxpayers in other countries like England or France or Germany. And I find this interesting that the internationalists can find money in our United States Treasury from American citizens, but our international Congress, I'm talking about the Congress of the United States, which has more internationalists than nationalists in it, cannot find any money for the Social Security Fund. But we can find money in our Treasury for people who are not United States citizens. Now, that to me tells us an awful lot about what kind of representation we have in our national government.
Understood. All right. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate your call. And last up, Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi,
you there?
John.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, John. I just wanted to say, I have been wondering, whatever happened to Jeffrey Gannon?
Off the radar scope, isn't he?
He disappeared.
Yeah. He just completely disappeared. That's
he's probably, fertilizer someplace because they certainly don't want him interviewed anywhere.
Well, didn't he go to England or something like that, or like went to Germany or something like that?
And they probably stuffed him the same place they did Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
Probably gave him a face face change and new identity.
I was wanting to know. And it's not about the other stuff, but Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani.
I'm not getting a question here. Is there a question?
Asking you when you're going to have them on again or if you have them on.
I don't know if I'm going to have them on or not. Is there a particular reason?
Oh, no. I just and not get on.
His phone connection is really, really bad.
Oh, my. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm on. So it's just that stuff like that. I just enjoy that. Yeah. A couple months ago with
them. Okay. You're breaking up really bad, Mark. I'm sorry. Wing TV, I don't know that I'll have them back on the air. There's some stuff that's going on, and they're going down a rabbit hole that, quite frankly, I don't think they should be going down. And I do not want to promote that. So there's my short answer on that. Okay? Jack.
Yes.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, brother. Doing better than I deserve to be doing. Lord's always blessing me more than I deserve, seems like, brother.
Well, today we had a brief conversation with you, and I discovered something that I didn't know that was going on out there. You've got 330 or 335 Christian families out there now?
Well, 350 plus have bought in here in 11 Christian constitutional communities from about 35 different states. All in the same county up here.
My goodness.
And growing.
What percentage of the population is that now? Do you have any idea?
Well, let's see now. There's a debate up here if we've got 16 or 14,000. So let's just say 15,000 people in the county up here. And so I'm not sure how many votes that is because we do have single people too. They're not all families, you know, but most are family. So I'm just not sure what percentage. It's not enough, but it's growing.
Well, and these are people that are seeking what?
Well, they're seeking. This is a long explanation, but I'll make it short. Over 10 years ago, Colonel Beau and us spoke about trying to find the safest place in America to set up places for our families to get to if we lose this battle we're in now. That's been over 10 years ago. And so he spent a couple of years researching to find out a place in America that would be truly the safest place, that had all the things we wanted and needed during the worst of times to survive, and the things we would like to have during the very best of times, and no military targets, no nuclear reactors in the area, no military bases, no natural disasters. I mean, there's a long list that he worked on for several years and came out to be a very mild wintered place. We have, the Indians have a name for it, meaning the banana belt up here. But we have mild winters, but we're right at the top of the Rocky Mountains. And it's Idaho County, Idaho. Beautiful, beautiful place to live. I want to tell all the liberals and communists listening in, though, that we're all skinheads, we're all neo-Nazis, and they don't need to come up here. We'll get them.
Jack, you know, it's funny. You being in law enforcement and ex-military also, you are probably more aware than the average person out there that where all this the neo-Nazi skinhead stuff came from.
Yeah.
You know, half of this stuff was being fostered and promoted by the feds themselves.
Oh yes, we caught
one group of them. There was, I think, 30 or 35 of them that attended one meeting, and it was supposed to be a skinhead neo-Nazi, you know, white power, Adolf Hitler, we love this guy kind of deal.
That's right.
And as it turns out, half the people that were in that room were feds, but the problem is they didn't know which were the feds and which weren't. So they're all sitting there reporting on each other, and it was a scream.
It's confusing sometimes for these undercover operatives.
Yeah, it does. First off, they don't know what they're doing, and their boss tells them to do something. They have no idea what they're involved in, who set it up, or what their real mission is supposed to be.
Let me tell you, I have friends that are in undercover work, and some of them have infiltrated the Patriot movement over the years and have told me about it. In law enforcement at the federal, state level, or local level. And one thing that really ticks them off is that when you work for an evil government, you find that they don't trust you any more than they trust the citizens out there. So when they go undercover into a Patriot group, for example, they now know that the government has set two agents in, and the one agent is supposed to watch the other agent. Make sure that he doesn't join. When he finds out that we truly love the Constitution and love him and his family, or if it's a she, he may begin to realize we're not the bad guys, it's the government themselves. So they always send two agents in to report on each other, and the agents aren't supposed to let each other know they're in there. So, you know, you really love working for a government that if you go take somebody out, like this happens so often, they'll convince a fellow soldier or a fellow police officer to go execute somebody like they did Gordon Call and many others. Then many times they take you out and have you executed. So when you work for a heathenistic, antichrist, international crime cabal, it's pretty tough, brother, because you know they don't trust you, and they'll take you out in a second if it benefits the program. So it's pretty tough on these undercover agents.
Well, Jack, years ago I had when the FBI was infiltrating all these militia groups that cropped up in the country in the early 90s and then through the 90s, one of these FBI guys told me, and this is when they came after me. Remember the infamous fact shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing that CNN put up and saying that, we have now information that we're tracking, and here's information that came over an hour before the bombing and blah, blah, blah. Well, that actually went to Steve Stockman's office from my office.
I see.
And what showed up at my doorstep was a very interesting group of people. We had FBI. We had BATF.
Uh-huh.
They brought one guy in with the proverbial ponytail and the suit that didn't fit him. And he was some dog from whatever agency. I don't know what it was, but I specifically made sure I turned my back on this guy.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, after all this said and done, the satellite trucks had gone home. There was two FBI agents that, they just wanted to find out who I was. And I have nothing to hide. Anything that I say in private, I say on this radio program.
Amen, brother.
And,
that's right.
And they came in, and I was explaining to them exactly what this movement was about. And the one FBI guy told me, he said, well, I'm a born-again Christian. He says, well, what about all these books? I said, this is history on money, on the government and this, that, and the other, the Constitution. I said, who the heck did you think we were? And he said, well, my office told me that you guys were terrorists. He said, but after talking with you, I find out that you're not. I had one follow-up phone call from this guy, and he said, look, he says, I'll tell you one thing right now. He says, a lot of the FBI and their hired tattletales have infiltrated the groups out there, the militia groups. And he said, by and large, he says, what I've seen, he said, these are across the board. I mean, we had banking people. We had lawyers. Everybody from every walk of life. Law enforcement was also in it. And he told me this. He said, you know, he says, I don't want to see these militias busted up. He says, because quite frankly, John, he says, we may need these in the future. And that was very telling.
John, I can't tell you how many times at the preparedness expos that we did for 10 years there with our police and military booth, how many times I'd get up and speak. And I'd always speak to the undercover agents in the audience and so forth and greet them and welcome them and ask them to stand up. Of course, they never would, but but we'd have a lot of fun with them. And after my program, I can't tell you how many times we'd have usually always a pair, and usually a husband and wife-looking couple come up and badge me and tell me that after being there for several days, that they realized that they were lied to and that we were the good guys. We were the same as them. They love the country, and they love the Constitution, and we'd give them an armload of aid and abet police newsletters and vampire killers to take back. And so it happened numerous times. So this is good to remind the people listening tonight that all of these people you see in these uniforms, or you understand these undercover agents and everything, are part of the goon squads and probably neo-Nazis or whatever. It's not true for the most part. I mean, there's some really evil ones up there that they promote up through the ranks.
Sure.
Because the more evil you are and you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall, you get promoted right on up through the ranks.
Faster than an honest person with real strong morals and ethics.
That's right. Yeah. Those people don't get promoted up to the top. So a lot of these agents, don't count them out as not being on a part of the American people.
Well, you know, I've had people even over the years, Jack. I even had a brigadier general contact me one time. And, you know, for a brigadier general talking to a guy that never attained anything higher than E4 in the military, you know, it was kind of interesting. And he asked me, he said, you know, he was looking at his career, and he says, you know, he says, I know this is kind of hard for you to do. He says, but if you were in my position, what would you do? I said, sir, I would stay exactly where you're at, because when the time comes, we're going to need everybody
that
understands
what
true patriotism is, what the Constitution is really all about, and who are the bad guys and who are not. And to my knowledge, to this day, he is still in the ranks.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell the police that come up to me and say, Jack, I can't take it. I got to get out. I said, it's not what I thought it was. I said, hey, hang in there, because we need you as an agent for God and the American people inside these agencies. Don't abandon it unless you're just going to freak out and go nuts. I said, but if you can handle it, stay in there, and many of them have done just that.
Jack, we only have about a minute left. The most recent thing, and I didn't get a chance to tell you this, one police officer from the Houston Police Department, we came by this information back door. They've lost 40% of their force up in Houston. Well, that's the good news. We had 40% of the police force that didn't like what was going on, didn't like Homeland Security, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The bad news is they filled those ranks with 40% of the good people that left.
Oh, yes.
Hey, look, your show's coming up here in just a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Officer Jack McLam program. The frequency on shortwave is 9.985, and Jack, you're going to be up in a few seconds.
Okay, brother, listen, remember, there's a lot of cops and soldiers out there that love you, John, and appreciate all you're doing for America.
Thank you, Jack. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.